The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, let me check the call center and see where we're at with Bible League. I mentioned to you at the beginning of the, well, not at the beginning of the program. I said we are only $375 away from $12,000, which would be double our goal. Yeah, well, we're still $375 away. I don't say that with any discouragement or, oh no. Oh my goodness, I am thrilled. I am ecstatic. I mean, you have pledged $11,625. So praise God for that. I just think it would be wonderful if we could reach $12,000, and we're only $375 away. No phone calls today. It's okay. Many, many, many of you have already called, but folks, $375. Would you like to be a part of that? 800-YES-WORD is the number. 800-937-9673. 800-YES-WORD. 800-937-9673. I do have some people to thank, however, because this morning early, Joseph in Columbus went online at thewordcolumbus.com and pulled up the Bible League banner and gave online, and William in Canal Winchester did the same fairly early this morning. So Joseph in Columbus, thank you. God bless you. William in Canal Winchester went online. Thank you. They went to thewordcolumbus.com and clicked on the Bible League banner. And by the way, that banner will be gone after tomorrow. These are the last 2 days of this campaign. We're done. We're finished. It has been unbelievably successful and victorious. And as I said, this is an approximate, but approximately because of the matching grants that were on the table, you're giving, about 160,000 people are going to be impacted with God's word. And these are persecuted Christians around the world. That's good news, folks. So if you want to go online, thewordcolumbus.com, click on the Bible League banner. If you want to do it today, tomorrow, that's it. Or if you want to call 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. I'll check occasionally the call center, and I'll let you know. But right now, we're $375 away. That's it. That's all we need. Three people, $100. We'd be right there. Maybe somebody could give $75, and we'd have $300 even. You just pray about it. Do what God tells you to do. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. If you were listening yesterday, I had the privilege of spending some time with the Speaker of the House here in Ohio, Larry Householder. And one of the things we talked about at length is this Ohio Fairness Act. And I try to stay out of politics unless it's going to impact you, me, your family, my church, your church. And folks, I can't think of any legislation in Ohio that is more dangerous than this Ohio Fairness Act, as it's being called. There's a version in the House. There's a version in the Senate. You just need to know it's the Ohio Fairness Act. It is known as a SOGI, S-O-G-I. sexual orientation and gender identity bill. It has been introduced into the House of Representatives, and it's gaining a lot of support. And here is one of the things that just completely blows my mind. A young man, freshman representative, Republican from Yorksville. Yorksville is a conservative part of our state. Joanne and I used to live in New Philadelphia, and Yorksville wasn't that far away. Freshman Republican state representative Brett Hilliard is one of the two co-sponsors for this unbelievably dangerous legislation. In talking to the Speaker of the House yesterday, he could not believe that this Republican is a co-sponsor on this evil legislation. And the Speaker of the House threw his hands in the air and says, I don't think he knows what's in it. I don't think he knows what's in it. Quote, the long title of the Senate version of the legislation is Ohio Fairness Act to Prohibit Discrimination on the Basis of Sexual Orientation or Gender Identity or Expression, to add mediation as an informal method that the Ohio Civil Rights Commission may use and to uphold existing religious exemptions under Ohio civil rights law. All right. So in other words, sexual orientation, gender identity, or expression. So let's say you are a business owner. You got a small business, all right? And you got 10 employees. Well, the way your employees present themselves to the public is incredibly important, especially if it's in the public service sector. You got a restaurant or a service company or whatever, and you got a guy who all of a sudden says, you know, I'm feeling pretty. I'm going to dress in a mini skirt and fishnet hose. A guy. Now, you know that's going to destroy your business. People are not going to want to come and see some guy with hairy legs and a mini skirt and fishnet hose. If this legislation is passed, there is absolutely nothing that business owner can do. He could be sued. He could be fined if he says to that guy, you know what, that violates our dress code. Now think about how dangerous this is. Any public service company has dress code. I mean, even plumbing companies have dress codes. You wear a uniform. If this legislation passes, that's out the window. What's even more dangerous? Men and women's bathrooms, women's showers, women's locker rooms. All a man has to do is say, I feel pretty. He doesn't have to be going through transition, hormonal treatment, nothing. All he has to do is say, I am expressing myself as a woman, and all women's facilities are open. Your school, your daughter in high school. Think about this, fathers and grandfathers. Your daughter in high school, your granddaughter in junior high school would be forced to share locker rooms and showers with guys. This kind of legislation has been passed all over England, and I read the story to you last week from a completely secular news source that there is a movement that is causing physical harm to young girls in schools in Great Britain because they won't go to the bathroom the entire day at school. So they won't drink and they won't eat because they feel if they do, they'll have to go to the bathroom, but they're afraid to go to the bathroom because there could be a guy in there. And girls are suffering infections and physical illness because of legislation like this. I cannot stress to you enough how dangerous this legislation is, and that's why I am pleading with you. If you have never contacted your state representative, your state senator ever before, if you've never done it before, call them now and plead with them. You cannot pass the Ohio Fairness Act. Now, folks, phone calls work. These people want to get reelected. I don't care how good they are. They want to get reelected. Phone calls work. If the Christian community in Ohio rises up, there is no chance that this legislation can pass. If the Christian community remains silent, then you and I may suffer the consequences. And may I say this lovingly and compassionately, but truthfully? If this legislation passes and churches, Christian schools, Christian businesses are subjected to this incredibly unconstitutional discrimination, you will bear responsibility. Think about it. It's the Ohio Fairness Act.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, I've got another hero. Mark in Columbus has called 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. Mark, thank you for your gift to Bible League. Mark in Columbus just called 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And now we're just $350 away from $12,000. Do you think we could get $350 between now and 6 o'clock? I think so. I think so, but it's up to you. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. Just pray about it. $350, and we're at $12,000. Today, tomorrow, that's the end. Our Bible League campaign is over, and it has been so wonderful. You folks have been so incredibly generous. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I started to say I almost feel guilty in asking for more, and but I don't, because we're talking about getting Bibles, the Word of God, to the persecuted church. $350 away. Could you take a part of that? 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. Before the break, I was talking about the Ohio Fairness Act. We cannot allow this to happen. The liberal, left, progressives, secularists want to destroy America. And you know, give an inch, they'll take a mile. Well, that is so true. And by the way, at the top of the hour, I don't have time to get into it now, but at the top of the hour, I've got a very important update on that 7-year-old boy in Texas whose mother wants to chemically castrate this little boy. He's 7 years old. I've got an important update on that, and we'll do that at the top of the hour. But this story... Headline, secular group asks Inspector General to investigate Mike Pompeo for endorsing Christianity. Now, Mike Pompeo, of course, is our Secretary of State. And I don't know him, never met him, but I know people who do, and they say he is an incredible Christian. Just a solid believer. Well, he gave a speech at a Christian conference a few days ago. It's not important what day it was. He spoke at the American Association of Christian Counselors World Conference in Tennessee. And what did he say? Well, among other things, he said that being a Christian leader, he uses the wisdom of God to be a force for good in the life of human beings. He says, being a Christian leader, he uses the wisdom of God to be a force for good in the life of human beings. And then he went on to say this. Now, I know that even having just said that, I know some people in the media will break out the pitchforks when they hear that I ask God for direction in my work. But you should know, as much as I'd like to claim originality, it's not a new idea. I love this quote from President Lincoln. He said, I have been driven many times upon my knees by the overwhelming conviction that I had nowhere else to go. So get this. Because he spoke about his personal faith in God, and he quoted Abraham Lincoln. The American Humanist Association, this time it's not the Freedom from Religion Foundation, this time it's the American Humanist Association and also Americans United for Separation of Church and State, are demanding that the Inspector General investigate and punish Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Yeah, in a letter to the Inspector General, Americans United said that Mr. Pompeo's speech was proselytizing. No, wait. Proselytizing is trying to convince people to come to your position. He was speaking to Christian counselors about God. How in your wildest imagination can you imagine speaking to Christian counselors about God as being proselytizing? But they went on to say that endorsed Christianity in his official government capacity, as well as the department's use of its resources to promote speech. While Mr. Pompeo is entirely free to engage in religious activities in his personal capacity, he does not use his official role as Secretary of State to promote his religion. In his role as secretary, delivering a speech that enthusiastically endorses Christianity is a violation of the Establishment Clause, which is such garbage. But they have filed an official complaint with the Inspector General, and they are demanding that Mike Pompeo be punished because he said he trusts God and he quoted Abraham Lincoln. Yeah. Now, I hate to go back to this, but this legislation being proposed here in Ohio, the Ohio Fairness Act, you know what that will do? That will embolden these secularist, humanist, atheistic groups. It will give them more of a foothold in our state. All right, we'll be back.